Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 10th of August 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. I'm doing this one rather late tonight. I know I normally do them quite late, but it is rather late tonight. It was a hot day. You probably noticed a rather hot day today. And that meant we couldn't walk Roxy until this evening after the live show. So walked then. By the time I got back, had to water the garden because that was in desperate need. And then I had a bath and now I'm here. We're talking to you before I go to bed. I normally like to be in bed by now. So, yeah, a bit late tonight. Now, I've had a really good weekend, I've got to say. I went to Colchester on Friday, as I said the other day, and I was at the Eco event in Culver Square in Colchester. Lee was doing heavily involved in the actual event, Anglian Water, the RHS, and a few wildlife conservation trusts were there as well. And basically, it was a free event, gave the kids something to do on the school holidays that was garden-related and bringing in the eco. So it was really good, I've got to say. Really good to see children getting involved and having things to do. It was a hive of activity, to say the least. Really, really busy. So really, really interesting day, I've got to say. For me personally, I would have liked a bit more gardening for the adults as well. There was nothing really for the adults. But, these are the joys of these sort of things. They take a long time to really work it out and get where they can be. Now, back at home, I've got to say I've actually ventured out into the kitchen garden this weekend. As you know, I've been having these work going on in my driveway and my drains, etc., etc. I won't go into the details because I'm sure I've gone through it enough now. And it's really sort of, because my garden looks like Steptoe's backyard, it looks really, really messy. And it's put me off from really venturing out in the garden as much as I would like. But I did. I sort of pushed myself to go out into the garden this evening and today and do quite a few bits. And it was worth it, I've got to say. Mostly a bit of weeding, a bit of planting out some cabbages and leeks and just trying to make a bit more space and plant things up and make use of whatever space we have. And of course, I've got some compost out the hot bin. This is something we've been trialing this year and I'm really impressed with the hot bin. Now, I'm a big fan of, I'll try and compost as much as I possibly can. I think it is incredibly important to compost everything that we can. And we use that compost to add life to our soil. Now, just simply adding organic matter in the form of compost to our soil will do our soil the world of good. It adds all those nutrients. It adds humus and organic matter. The worms will then start coming in and other life forms will start to come into our soils. And if we've got a soil full of life, it means we have healthy soil. And that's what we want. We want to see worms. We want to see slugs and things like that living in the soil because that is part of the ecosystem. And the more we encourage those, the better it is for us all. And of course, healthier soil means healthier plants. Healthier plants means healthier and better vegetables. That's another big reason why we need to look after our soil. And this has got me thinking, I think I've said before, about dry soil. Dry soil is incredibly bad for the environment and the ecology. And although I don't use bath water in the garden, we're thinking now we might start using bath water in our other areas just to try and make sure that our soil doesn't dry out. And this is also a big thing that with going on with my path and my driveway, one of the key things I've said is that it had to be porous, which is why we've gone for resin bonded, which is the most expensive driveway covering. But it's porous, so it allows through all that moisture. Weeds don't come through. It will just work at looking after the environment and looking after our soil, which in turn gives us better vegetables, which is all we really, really want. Now, talking of growing better vegetables, today I sowed the oregano or oregano, depending on how you pronounce it, from this month's seed pack. Now, oregano is a herb that I do eat quite often, actually. We grow quite a bit of it. We use quite a bit of it. It's a good one, I find, to grow because I think it is absolutely lovely. One that we thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy. And it's a Mediterranean herb, so it does tolerate a bit of drying out, but I do find it does come back year after year after year. So again, makes it well worth growing. So what I've done is I've taken one of my seed dryers that I filled up with seed sowing compost. I've tamped it down just to make sure that the soil is firm. To tamp it down, what I do is actually take another seed tray and just slide it inside the one with the compost and just push it down. Then I took the seeds and just scattered them on the surface. And again, I just tamped it down with a second seed tray just to make sure that the seeds are in contact with the soil. Now, because these seeds are so, so tiny, what we don't need to do is bury them in the soil. We just need to scatter them on top and they should germinate quite happily like that. Really, really easy to do that. And again, all I do is just tamp it down to make sure the seed is in contact with the soil. And then I've placed that tray in my propagating shed on my seed tray, which will keep it the soil damp enough for it to germinate. And germination can be, well, I reckon within a couple of weeks at this time of year. We've just got to keep an eye on it. We will need to prick them out when they are germinated and growing, just to give them a bit more room, a bit more space to grow. For me, they'll be going into plug plant trainers at this point. And then we continue to let them grow. We'll pot them up. Now, we could keep them in pots in the kitchen over winter, or we could have them outside. It's completely up to you, but they will grow quite happily in either location. Over winter, they will slow down, but they will spring back into life come next year. And in terms of harvesting, you just pick some oregano when you need them, just a few leaves, chop them up and use them in whatever you may need it for. Really easy, really good. What I like to do with oregano is get a load of tomatoes in a pan with some oregano, just a bit of water, and then just slowly cook them down until it makes a lovely pasta sauce. Not difficult to do, just tomato, and oregano. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. Give it a go. Let me know how you get on. Well, I'm going to wrap this one up. Tomorrow's podcast will be out as always, and I'll be back on Thursday where I should be able to have some good news with regards to the driveway project. Well, guys, you take care. I'll see you again next time.